Sasha, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, last week, Sasha finished kind of putting together the computer.
Yes.
So we've got this thing. Let's clear some space here, Jeff, okay. If I may.
All right.
And let's see if we can do this.
So this is part eight. Part eight.
So tell us
of the
what
belt.
We're going to do, Sasha. Do you know?
We are going to, if memory serves me correctly, we're going to connect the power.
Yeah.
And
Jeff,
close the case and power it up. We're connecting the power, powering it up.
Oh. So there we go. So there's the power supply there. I know.
See,
Sasha, you've been doing such a
I've missed the unboxing. Well, I was here, for,
the
here
unboxing,
for the unboxing,
but
I missed
the build.
Like putting. Yeah, like
gotta watch the show, Jeff. Watch it when you're not here. There you go. Can you folks see that at home? It's a beautiful build.
That is beautiful.
You know what,
really
Jeff? You could watch the parts of the series that you missed.
I know I could.
Could do it.
cat5.tv/CPU2017.
There you go.
So do it.
That's where you go.
That's right.
All right, Sasha. This bag here.
Yes.
Is chock full of these modular cables.
Right.
So as we get into our eighth part, realizing that, hey, we've got to wire this thing up. Mm-hmm. That's really all we're going to accomplish tonight. It takes some time.
Right.
But we're going to get this thing done. So all these cables come with the power supply because it's a modular power supply. Excuse me while I crouch down behind the desk. There we go. Oh, and by the way, Jeff wore green today.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I said, no, do not wear greens. Do not wear green. And he misread the email.
I completely misread it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
there we go. All right. So this big stack of cables, there you have it.
Well, Sasha. I need all of those.
No, that's the beaut, is that anything that you don't need, you can omit.
That's right.
So it doesn't use up space in your chassis.
Okay.
It's not a bunch of cables to tie up. Look at all those.
Keeps
Can you imagine
so
that
clean.
Inside? Keeps it clean, keeps the airflow high. It's beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
I have the same power supply in my computer at home.
This is the RM850X from Corsair.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Because I only need the cables that I need. Keeps my box so clean. Airflow is much better. It's awesome.
Mm. Nice.
Can we, what we're going to do, because Sasha, you've got to be really hands-on with this, and we're on a green screen tonight where we're actually on multiple cameras, and Sasha can't just walk over here. So we're going to fade to black, and when we come back, Sasha and Jeff are going to be switcheroo.
Swapperoo.
Welcome back. Sasha, where are you? Sasha?
This is a very big tower here, the chassis.
That's funny.
So when it comes out of the bag, we kind of elevated your camera a little bit to make you a little bit taller.
I can go lower.
I can't believe how much we crash back down to reality in one show.
Just like that. Okay, so are you ready to get going on this?
I am.
So
okay.
What we're going to do here is just basically wire it up.
All right.
That's all we've got time for, and that's all we can do. But if you're following along the series, this is a great opportunity for you to see how just normal, everyday folks can build computers. We're not computer builders. We've never done this before. I haven't built a computer in years. And you've never done it.
I have never done it. So this is brand new to me. So I need all the guidance.
All right. So that's what I'm here to do. But I'm not here to give guidance as a professional computer builder by any stretch. And it's really just comes down to, hey, you know what? Anyone can do this as long as you kind of have an idea of what you're looking for, what you need, and can, you know, be reasonably good with your hands and gentle with it. So, Sash, a couple of things here.
Right.
So, first of all, this is your power header, 24-pin for the motherboard.
Right.
That's going to come off the power supply. These guys here, you see all these cables?
Yeah.
Those are for the case. So, these are different pieces of the case. HD audio, so that's so you can plug in headphones and things like that.
Sweet.
You've got, you look at the
USB,
so that's a USB port, 2.0. And then we've got a USB 3.0 right here.
Very fast, very cool.
Yeah. So these are all things that are part of the actual chassis, the case, okay?
Okay.
So your motherboard came with, if I can find it here, there it is, what's called a pin header. And this is going to make it a little easier for you to connect all these things. So do you want to just open that up?
Certainly.
All right. So what we need to do is basically connect all these things to the motherboard where they go. So the pin headers are part of the power switch and the LEDs and things. And you'll see that it's very well labeled. So you need to find and line up these guys. Usually the labeling is going to go on the outside. So it's positive and negative, but...
I'm already lost. Okay.
Find your way.
Okay, sorry.
Speaker.
This is...
Ground for power. Power LED, which is light-emitting diode.
So this... No. This one here?
No, that's the reset switch. So this is a reset switch, and we don't see any reset there.
No, this
there.
Is...
Turn it over. You see reset?
Oh, reset.
Okay, so that goes there.
There are two. Okay, so reset goes this way.
Nope.
No.
Goes flat, looking out.
Oh, like this.
Yes.
Got it. Holy moly.
See, this is why we budget 8 weeks to this.
Maybe that way? Does that... No? I'm so sorry.
Here, Sash. I'm going to just show you.
Yeah.
It's just going to plug right on.
Oh, just like I'm just being too gentle.
Sure. Don't be too gentle, folks. So that's your reset switch with the ground. And okay, so now we've got a power switch.
Which is on this side.
Yeah, that's your power switch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see how that goes?
Yes.
Okay, what else can you get on there? Let's see what other cables we've got. These are USB and audio. Here we go. Power LED. Power light emitting diode. These are the lights.
Oh, good.
And the hard drive LED.
All right. So this one here, positive goes on this side and negative on that side.
Exactly. Yeah, just line them up.
All right.
So this header just makes it easier because then you can just plug it right into the motherboard.
So easy.
Yep. You can do it outside. Like, just... easier to get at. Okay, next one is what?
This is the HDD.
Hard drive.
Okay.
Hard disk drive is what that stands for. In our case, it's an M.2.
Right. All right.
So I don't know if that actually shows M.2 activity or not. Okay, so we've got to find where the header goes on your motherboard. Let's see. And don't forget, now we...
Should I have a ground on here? Because there...
We have not... plugged in the fan yet. So don't forget, we need to put the fan on the header. I'm going to just do that right now real quick, if I may.
Okay.
So that is just right down in here. We learned that last week. We just want to make sure that that's on the motherboard so that when we fire it up, the fan's going to go.
Right.
Okay. So the headers, what have we got? What's the header look like? Okay, so we see kind of how the pin looks. So that shows me, there you go. It's called panel on the motherboard. It's only going to go on one way. So Sasha, do you want to
go ahead and plug that in?
Yeah.
And it's only going to go in one way.
Yeah, because there are pins that are missing from the motherboard.
Right.
And they're filled in on the header.
That was easy.
Was it easy?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Look at that, folks. Just got the headers on there. Okay, so now we've got to find USB 3, which is this bad boy. That's the fast USB. So find a port where you can plug that in.
All right, USB 1. Oh, USB 3. Isn't that it? Yep. Okay.
Perfect. It's only going to go one way because there's a kind of a...
Oh, there's a ticky boo on it.
A ticky boo, folks.
Is that the technical phrase?
Yeah.
All right.
It's on.
She's in.
Okay, we've got USB and front panel audio. HD audio and USB. There you go.
Are they also over here?
Okay. I don't know. I see a USB header there.
Okay.
What else have we got? We've got another USB 3 header. We've got a chassis fan header. We've got a whole bunch of stuff.
Let me get this guy in here.
All right, so you're going to put the USB up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Wow.
Sasha has never done a computer build, but pretty much other than me just lending a hand here and there and giving a little bit of advice from what little experience I have, she's done this whole build. So this is really the final touch. Hey, Jeff, like just getting the wiring finished.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're ready to fire her up.
The wiring is the part that I always loathe when it comes to building
a computer. It's tedious, isn't it?
Yeah. You just want to turn it on.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble? I am having trouble with this one.
What's going on? It only goes one way.
Right.
Okay, so look at the pin assignment, and we see that there is a pin that is one away from the edge, but the one that you're trying to plug into has not the same pin assignment. So that port is not compatible with this front panel.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's just... maybe I just tried to plug in the wrong one. I did.
And that would explain it, plugging HD audio into USB. Good call.
Holy. There we go. That was easy.
All right. What else have we got? Can you find the HD audio?
Clearly not.
We could look at the manual, of course, but they're going to be around here somewhere. Okay, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. There it is.
Oh, you see it?
Yep.
You get that.
All right.
All right.
There we go. So that's the front panel audio. Boom. It's on. So we're going to tie all these down and make it look nice and all that kind of stuff.
Later, post-production.
Yeah, make sure we've got everything else. Okay, so the chassis fan.
Okay.
This is the fan on the back of the computer.
Right.
That needs to be plugged into the motherboard. So you're going to need to untwist that and find a chassis fan header, which I see two of them down there.
Oh, super.
You know that there's a couple over here. Okay. Go, Sasha. Go. Ooh.
I feel like I would never make it in one of those Survivor shows.
Yeah, really, right? It's like, I don't recall Survivor building a computer.
Take off the twist tie. This is TV. Take off the twist tie. Go.
You can do it. Okay.
So if you're new here, where are you going?
This is that, right?
Chassis fan.
Right?
That's nice and close. You could have probably left the twist tie on, actually. That could have saved 5 minutes off the show. Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness, Sasha.
How do people with big hands do this?
How many weeks do we budget for this?
2.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
But we do hope to fire it up and start installing the software next week.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Okay.
Fantastic.
This wiring is done. This is the motherboard, all the headers, so that when you push a power button and all that kind of stuff, it's going to actually power up. That's the key thing.
Right.
Okay? Now, we've got to get this up, Sasha. Sorry, I need to upstage you with your computer. Okay, let's take a quick boo at this guy here. So the headers on the power supply itself,
right.
These are going to power the motherboard and all the peripherals by running the cables through the back of the case.
So it hides it.
It hides it, yes. Okay, so we've got to find the right one. So this is SATA. No. They should be marked. I know these kind of things. But SATA is your hard drive header,
right?
For power. This is a Molex. Molex we do need because I saw a Molex adapter here sticking out of the chassis,
okay.
Which is most likely the LED lights.
Right.
That would be my guess. Or it could be, nope, there is no chassis fan in the top, so that is going to be the lights, which are the most important piece.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially that was a big thing that Dave wanted.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we suspect that he does because he wants the coolest of cool.
Well, exactly.
That's right.
So what I want you to do, Sash, is grab that Molex and feed it out through one of the grommets just so that it's out of the way.
And it would not matter which one.
Well, just the one that's closest and can hide it away. So you see that? That's going to hide that Molex away so that when we plug it in here, it's going to be in the back of the case unseen. So it's just
very
this nice
cool.
thin little wire.
Where does that plug in?
So this plugs into the power supply.
Right.
Okay. So I just need to get in there and find peripheral. There we go. Peripheral. They've got tons of them. So I'm just going to have to wire in those kinds of things. So we're going to take a really kind of quick go at this. We're going to get it done really, really fast. And through the magic of television, we're going to speed things up. And then we're going to be ready to go.
Super.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. PCI Express is the graphics card. Okay?
Okay.
We talked about that on part 7. So the graphics card needs supplemental power. And if you fire up the computer and there's no video, you know that you've missed this particular cable. This is what is going to give that graphics card power. So again, we're going to go out through a grommet, Sasha.
Right.
I can do this hands-on a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Push on that just so that it looks like you did it.
See?
All right. So we've got the power for the motherboard is this big fat guy.
Okay.
You do this one. This is the most important because this is the power for
the actual
the motherboard itself, the computer. Okay.
Okay. So I have to find where it goes in here first.
Yeah, so it's going to go out the probably the same grommet, I would think. That's a good one. It's well situated. These ones here are blocked by the motherboard, so you're not going to be able to go out those ones.
Okay. And then...
Now, let's make sure that you've got...
The right
side. I don't know if these are...
Oh.
If it matters which side you have.
Well...
They look the same. Yeah, they look the same on both sides. So, except this one's got an extra clip. So this is the power supply side.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in here, where do I plug that in?
That's going to go in for the actual ATX power supply.
So this right here.
If that looks like the one.
24-pin ATX.
Ah, there you go. Yep. Yeah. Says it right on it.
So... seriously doubting my abilities here.
It just needs to go right in there.
Okay.
And I don't mind lending a hand. I just want you to be... She's like, yeah, please do.
Please do.
This is Sasha's build, and I don't want to be too hands-on with it. It's just, you know, it is a little tricky sometimes. It's tough to do when you can't get at it. Let's see here. Okay, so let's get that one on here.
Now, in this case, could it have been... Like, is there enough wiggle room to hook up the power supply first and then secure it?
Yeah, you absolutely could, Jeff. But there's a lot of room in here that I can, you know, even me with my sausage fingers.
You can get in
I can get in here, no problem. You get in here, no problem. Sasha could too. She's just nervous. Too
tentative and scared.
Don't want to break the delicate computer.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. And we just got to get that to clip in. And for those who are watching this and you're just walking in and saying, what are these guys doing? They don't know how to build computers. You are absolutely right.
We do not.
This is an experiment in proving that even if you are not a computer builder, even if you're just a normal everyday person that is just wanting to build their own computer just for fun.
That you can.
You can do it. Absolutely do it. So that's on.
Okay.
And we're going to flip this over here. Notice how gentle I'm being with your baby.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now there's the 24-pin header on the motherboard there.
Right.
It's only going to go on one way, but you want to line it up the right way. And there we go.
Perfect.
That's the power for the motherboard.
Couldn't have done it better myself.
So, I think we've got everything set as far as power goes, I believe. We've got all the headers on for the fans. We don't need a hard drive power supply because we don't have a hard drive. We're using an M.2.
Right.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to plug this in. We're just going to turn it on. We're going to hope that it doesn't explode.
Do you have a fire extinguisher handy?
We have a fire extinguisher and we have
a cup of coffee.
We're ready to rock.
I can throw the cup of coffee.
Don't go anywhere, folks. When we come back, we're going to see it either go up in smoke or light up. One or the other. Those are our two options.
That's it.
Don't go anywhere.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. Great job, Sasha.
Thank you. Yes.
Now, Jeff, you've switched back.
Yes.
Are we ready?
I think so.
I've plugged in a power cord into the power supply.
Did you plug the power cord into an outlet?
I did.
Okay.
It's not working. Fire that.
Oh.
So this is the power switch.
There's
so
lights.
Now the power is... Oh.
Look at that.
There is power to the motherboard.
Oh, what is all that? Oh, the start button is illuminated, Sasha.
It's like starting an engine.
Okay, Jeff, do you want to have the honors?
Yes. Ready? But I feel like Sasha should...
Three.
Oh, no. I'm going to do it.
Sorry,
I'm stealing
it. Do it.
One.
No way! It looks awesome! Yes!
Oh, that's cool. And it
oh boy.
You can switch the colors, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna pick red at some point. Like,
you
want
to try?
I do. I want ready? Oh, look at that.
Nice. So when you push the button, it just
yeah. It's Christmas.
Oh, there's your red.
Perfect.
Oh, it's off.
So this is the Versa C22 from Thermaltake. So the case came with all these LEDs. It looks nice. So,
that's
of course,
beautiful.
It's not going to actually boot to anything because we haven't installed any software yet.
Right.
But there's no smoke. Things are moving.
Doesn't smell like it's burning.
Fans are spinning.
You don't even hear it.
No, it's very, very quiet.
It's super silent.
We've got airflow going the correct direction. So I'm feeling a good airflow coming off of that.
Wow.
Yeah, things that don't need to be spinning are not spinning. They spin up as things get hot. That looks fantastic. Sasha, congratulations.
Thank you. So Thank you all.
Next week, we're actually going to plug it into a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start installing some software. We're going to get Linux on there. We want to get Steam on there. Don't know if we're going to be able to get everything on there all at once, but at least we're going to get it up and running
as
a working computer.
Yes.
That you built. Sasha built that. So check it out, folks. In the meantime, that's all the time that we have for this feature for tonight. Make sure you go to cat5.tv/CPU2017 to follow the whole series and see how we selected the hardware, why we selected each individual component, and how it was assembled.
Mm-hmm.
So don't miss out on that, cat5.tv/CPU2017.